Om Shanti. 7th June 2018, Thursday. Today's blessing is, may you be a karma yogi free from any bondage of karma, and as the master, make the physical organs act. A Brahmin life is not a life of karmic bondage. It's a karma yogi life. Be the master of your physical organ and continue to make the physical organs act as you want, when you want, and for however long you want, and you will become an angel from a Brahmin. All karmic bondages will finish. You have received that body for the sake of service. The life of karmic accounts of karmic bondages has finished. The relationships with the old body and the world of the body have now finished. This is why this life is called the life of dying alive, Marji Vachan. A Brahmin life is not a life of karmic bondage. It's a karma yogi life. All karmic bondages have finished. The life of karmic accounts of karmic bondages, karma bandhan, has finished. And that's why this life is known as life of dying alive. So Baba is focusing on karmic bondages. Whenever we do something, whenever we do any action, any deed, more often than not, it creates bondage. Why does it create bondage? If you study all the actions of all the human beings, you will find that every human being is caught up in the whirlpool of his own karmic bondage. What are the factors that lead to such karmic bondages? Can we act in such a manner? Can we behave in such a manner? Can we have such deeds that do not generate any bondage? If suppose an individual is there and he is keeping his hand over his eyes and is shouting and shrieking loudly, there is no light, there is no light, there is no light. So how can we show him light? The first thing we'll have to do is to remove those causes which are obstructing the light, to remove those reasons which are responsible for impeding the flow of light. First of all, that individual should take his hands off the eyes. Then only the light will come. No matter how brightly the sun is shining in the firmament, no matter how much light is there, no outside, but so long as the person is keeping hands over his eyes, he won't be able to see anything. This blindfold has to be removed. In the similar manner, unless and until if we keep on shouting that we want to become free from all the karmic accounts, if we want to become an angel, or if we want to become very light, or if we want to experience that lightness of Brahmin life, and yet we are creating those works, we are creating those deeds which are responsible directly, indirectly in creating bondages, we won't be able to achieve that life free from karmic accounts or karmic bondages. So there are about 8 ways or reasons, 8 reasons for creation of bondages during karma, and also the 8 ways to get rid of all those karmic accounts or bondages. First, as I said, we need to find out why whatever we do or in whatever manner we act, why that karma, why that action, why that deed creates bondage, bandhan, slavery, dependence, or sorrow, or misery, or suffering. Why? So, the foremost cause is attachment. If you see, if anybody does any work with a lot of attachment, it invariably creates bondage. The more detached one is from the karma, even at the time of acting, bondage is less. But the more attached you are to your karma, no matter how sattvic karma that is, no matter how elevated karma that is, but the moment you have attachment, the more you are attached to that work, and when you are told, now you stop this work and do something else, now this service is no more yours, now we have given this service to some other brother or sister and you do some other service, you feel sorrow. Suppose somebody has been doing the service of relating Murli in center or reading Murli, and one day that person is told, from tomorrow you don't read the Murli, somebody else, some other sister would read, you do some kitchen work. So sorrow will come. Somebody is explaining exhibition and the very next day he is told, you don't explain this exhibition anymore. From tomorrow onwards, you go and work in the kitchen. Or you do the work of washing, or you do the work of cleaning. So there would be definitely some sorrow. Or you might have the feeling that the other person is deliberately trying to do that. So, the more the habit of attachment, I would say addiction of attachment. This attachment is a sort of addiction. You get addicted to anything. Keep on repeating things, you get addicted. You get addicted to emotions. You keep on repeating the same emotion, for example, guilt. You get addicted to guilt. Self-victimization. You get addicted to self-victimization. Blame. You start blaming others, and that blaming others becomes an addiction. So anything can become an addiction. Anything which is repeated becomes an addiction. So anything which is done with attachment is bondage. Second, anything which is done with selfishness is attachment, is bondage. The more selfish one is, thinking of oneself, one is creating bondage. All selfless acts make you free from bondages. All selfish acts where I comes creates bondage. Try to make seva as much selfless as possible. Do the service and forget. Help somebody and forget. Benefit the whole world and forget. Don't try to recall, remember, or keep accounts of the good deeds that we are keeping. Let others do that. It's not our task. It's not our job. Our job is to do the good deeds and forget. And let them with the spirit of selflessness. If there is no selflessness, that karma would become a terrible bondage. That would be an act of karma bandhan. Third, instead of remaining soul conscious when we are body conscious, during actions, it creates bondage. The more soul conscious we are in actions, we are karma bandhan free. The more body conscious we are in actions, body conscious in the sense we are describing certain things in our actions. For example, I am tired. I am too much thirsty. I am too much hungry. after doing this much seva. I have been working since morning and nobody has even asked me for a glass of water. These are all the words of body consciousness. I am tired, I am thirsty, I am hungry. Nobody takes care of me, nobody asks me. I am just alone, I am just a nobody. Nobody even recognizes my work. I am working so hard from morn till dusk. But others are getting recognition. I am not getting recognition. I am not getting acknowledgement while my works are so elevated. So whenever there would be body consciousness, there would be bondage. Next, fourth, God's remembrance, Baba's remembrance. In every action, when we forget Baba, they would create a bondage. When we are God conscious, that time there is no karmic bondage. The moment we forget God, the moment we forget Baba, that action creates bondage. So, next, the state of Trikaldarshi. Whenever we are drifting away from that stage of Trikaldarshi and acting impulsively, without thinking, without forethought, without thinking of the three aspects of time, that action, that karma, that deed, that event is going to create a terrible bondage. That's why whenever we do something, whenever we act in a particular manner, remember what would be the ramification, what would be the results of this action. Just act something without thinking, without thought, under thinking, and that creates bondage. So, lack of Trikaldarshi stage is a reason for bondage. Next, when we don't have the feeling of being an instrument, we become egoistic. I am doing this. I have done this. These all actions create bondage. And the last is Srimat. When we go away from Srimat and we are treading the path of Manmat and Parmat, all those actions would create karmic bondage. So these are some of the reasons for karma bandhan. And what Baba is saying in today's vardhan or blessing is, you remain free from karma bandhan. A Brahmin life is not the life of karmic bondage. So, whenever there would be attachment, there would be bandhan. Whenever there would be selfishness, there would be bandhan. Whenever there would be body consciousness, there would be bandhan. Whenever there is a remembrance of some other soul, there would be bandhan. There would be, whenever you don't have humility, you don't have the feeling of instrument, there would be bandhan. Whenever there is no Trikaldarshi stage, there would be bandhan. So all this creates a terrible bondage. Whenever there won't be any Srimat, there would be bandhan. So remember, all these things create bandhan, bondage. And our life is to behave, act, to do whatever we do in such a manner that there is no bandhan. So karmic bandhan, karmic freedom. These are two words. All those things which we have done till now have created some or other bondages. Now the way is to get rid of all this. Act with detachment. Act with selflessness. Act according to Srimad. Try to be as soul conscious as possible, as God conscious as possible, as Trikaldarshi as possible, as humble, as having the feeling of humility as possible. And that would create, whatever actions we do, we would be free by the end of the day. You have done service, but by the end of the day you are free as if you have not done anything. But when you have attached to your service, you keep on remembering the same thing. How people are praising or how people are abusing. You are not attached even to the result of the karma. Two things do not touch you, karma and result of karma. They both do not touch you and you remain in that karmatit stage even now, during the work and even after that work. So remember this. Om Shanti.